Now I will talk to Marie Deitch about her stay in hospital. Please, can you tell me the reason of your stay in hospital?
I went in to the hospital to give birth to my second little boy.
Thank you. Now, which hospital did you attend?
It was the Queen's Hospital in Burton upon Trent.
When did you stay in hospital and how long for?
I went into Queen's on January 29th and was admitted onto delivery, and then after having my little boy at about 10 to 4 on Monday of the 29th, I was then transferred up onto the postnatal ward, where I wasn't discharged until the Monday lunchtime.
Now, what were the hygiene standards like on your first impressions?
Well, first arriving at the hospital, I was slightly distracted, as you can imagine. I was in quite the later stages of labour, so I can't say I noticed too much at that point. But certainly, on going on to the postnatal ward, cleanliness seemed to be of quite a high standard, and certainly most of the care that I was given was of a good standard, both on ward and on delivery.
Did you get the advice as hand hygiene as you were admitted onto the ward, or were there any signs around?
There were definitely signs indicating to where the hand hygiene was and could be used on both delivery and on the postnatal wards, but as I said, on a first admission, I certainly wasn't directed to that as there were other things to deal with at the time. And then on the ward, although they were there, nobody actually sort of directed me to use that. It was left to your own choice as to whether you did.
Did the hygiene standards differ during your stay, as you said before?
On both the delivery ward and when I was later on to the postnatal ward, I felt that care and hygiene standards were thorough in both instances. One neither different to the other, really. I think that the standard of care that I was given was quite good.
And now on to care. Did you get the care you expected?
The treatment that I received from most of the nurses and midwives that were on staff at the time was really good, and I was very well cared for and looked after. I would say that when on delivery, the nurses were quite concerned with getting the delivery room freed up again for anybody who might come in again. So after the birth, although I was given some time to recover, if you like, they wanted you to quite quickly get back onto the ward so that they could have that room vacated, which, although I was well cared for, I did feel a little bit rushed at that point. But as I say, the care was of a really good standard.
And what was the assistance like?
During the delivery, there were two nurses, one was a student nurse as well, and both were extremely helpful in assisting me during the delivery. Later, I was also seen to by a sister on the ward who attended to some of my aftercare after the birth, and again was very helpful and supportive. And on the ward, any problems or difficulties that I had concerning looking after the baby or wanting to bathe him, or any questions that I had, were answered and dealt with really well. So overall, the assistance given to me during the experience was positive. I felt that any help that I needed was given.
Thank you. And were you kept as comfortable as possible during your stay?
Well, as I was giving birth, it wasn't exactly like a visit to a nice hotel, but the nurses did as much as they could to keep me comfortable in what is obviously quite a challenging time for a lady. I would say yes, they did what they could, but as already mentioned, I do think that they are under pressure to make sure that, if they have a rush of people on, that they have the rooms ready for those people. So you're not really given that. Certainly after delivery, a massive window of downtime, if you like. But yeah, they were there with digestive biscuits when I needed them. A bit of toast would have been nice, but afterwards. But no, they did try, and I, again, was pleased with the care that I was given.
So, were you satisfied overall?
I would have to say that yes, my overall sort of feeling of the experience would be one of satisfaction, and I don't have any huge complaints that would stand out either about the nurses or the conditions in which I, had to have my little boy or the care that was offered to me on the ward after. So overall, my experience certainly would have been one that was positive.
So, from that answer, would you agree that you would have no problems in returning to Queen's Hospital for a further birth or any other treatment?
So I'd have to say yes. As I said, my care was more than satisfactory, and I don't have any real issues with the care or the hygiene standards that were evident during my time there.
And now, do you think that cleanliness has changed in the last 5 years since your first child was born? If so, for better or for worse?
Not to want to give a blasé or not full answer, but to be honest, both my experiences at the Queen's were positive. Both the nurses, the care on both delivery and on the ward, don't have any sort of major negatives that really strike out to me. So, as I said, overall my experience was positive, and I have to say that I'd say that would be consistent between my first child and the second child. Both very positive experiences. There may be things that went on that I haven't noticed, but I would have to finally say from my perspective that I was happy with the care and hygiene that was there at the time. So hopefully that is enough information for you and your questionnaire.
So, thank you for talking to us, and thank you for assisting us on Healthy Secrets for the BBC Takeover Day.